This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's all about what's happening with the Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh. What will we think by this time tomorrow? How will we process this and what Dr. Ford has to say? And then what Brett Kavanaugh has to say in response to that and into what this hearing will ultimately become, and it has become a sideshow. There's no question about that. The Senate Republicans say the Democrats are trying to derail this Supreme Court nomination. And so they have been in some ways orchestrating this. Dr. Ford doesn't have any kind of a history connected to it, but that has something that's totally different when you look at that as kind of a Rubik's Cube, and how does this pop out and what happens and what are the patterns and where is this all headed? The bottom line is I think it's smart to have this hearing, but I would say at looking at this from all angles, here's what you definitely would want, some sort of corroboration, right? Is there enough corroboration, or does this end up destroying a couple lives, but certainly could destroy someone's reputation and their career. And then on the other side, what's been a lifelong burden, so is what Dr. Ford is saying. But from the letter of the law to me, one of the concerns has to be there has to be something more than an allegation. Because with allegations, you have to have evidence to me. You got to make sure you got the evidence. If you're going to kill Kavanaugh's nomination, then you also have to have the evidence. And I think Mark Judge is key in this because he was there. He was supposedly in the room. He was really part of this. He knows. He should be sworn in under oath. He should testify. I mean, his name comes up on both sides of this. So if that's the case, that's the guy who we really need to hear from when this is all said and done, after listening to the testimony of Dr. Ford and listening to what Judge Kavanaugh has to say. And there, of course, is the report as we start here on ATN of the one-time girlfriend of Mark Judge, who supposedly was present while this was happening or was somewhere in the house or something. And, she sent a letter to the Judiciary Committee. And what does that letter say? She said apparently that she would welcome the opportunity to speak as part of a reopened background investigation. So what would she say about that? I would want to hear what that's about. And, was there some kind of confidence about the group? Was there some kind of something that she knows? One of the things that the ex-girlfriend is saying, that she recalled that Mark Judge had told her he was ashamed of an incident involving him and other boys taking turns with a drunk woman. Well, I don't think that's this case, but what does that mean? So there is a lot of untied ends, and there is a lot of accusations, and there are people lining up on all sides of this. So to have a hearing, I think, is smart, but then what is the evidence, and what is going to come out of this? And even the president himself is completely, of course, backing his nominee, but saying, listen, I'm going to watch, I'm going to listen, I'm part of this. this is my nominee. I'm going to see how this plays out. And I'm not saying that I couldn't change my mind it based on something, you know, that I hear. So Thursday's a big morning. Thursday's a very big morning. And I think, I know that to be appointed, to get confirmed to be appointed to be a Supreme Court judge is an incredible, incredible honor, and one as Americans we should cherish and get the best people we can possibly get on the bench, although we don't have the say in it. It is the president's pick and then ultimately the confirmation hearing, but we should be involved in what's happening. Let's put it that way. Let's go out to Izzy right here at the top of America tonight. In Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
What do you think?
Oh, you really don't want to know because you cannot have me on the air. I remember you saying here some weeks back about Andy having a hook to pull people off the radio. And I was like, it reminds me of the old Barker days when they had that hook and pulled them off the stage.
Yes.
They got booed, and I thought, that's me.
Ah, you're funny.
I want to put you this way. If the Democrats keep pooping in their pants, they don't want to sniff the air and then ask what smell. Because guess what? They smell. And this smell. The entire scenario. Because if you truly were molested, you do not forget the who, when, and where. Drunk or otherwise, you just don't, Kate.
Yeah.
And I know I was molested. And to this day, for what I don't remember because of damage to my temporal lobe, I could draw you a diagram of the room to the letter. To this day, I have never forgotten. And I've talked to many, many, many women, liberal and conservative, that have said the same thing. And I think this Ford woman is lying through her teeth, and my first question would be to her, how much? How much were you paid? That's exactly what I would ask her, and I wouldn't care who booed me, and that second one that came out, what's her name?
Ramirez, Ramirez.
Not her, the well, third one now, the Sweatniks.
Yeah, yeah.
She actually had a restraining order filed against her.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I thought, wait a minute. So I looked it up, and it was. I did some research on these women, and I'm like, and Ramirez, oh, her story is so canned. It's so bad. I'm like, I'm sorry. I barely remember high school to a certain degree because, well, for one, I just didn't enjoy it. But I think they're all lying. I think this is exactly what it is. You know, Harry Reid got rid of the filibuster. They played their little game on the conservatives when Sotomayor and Kagan were going to be confirmed. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now they don't have it to use, and they are whining like the biggest babies on the planet. And I'm sorry, but I think those women should be sued civilly and or should be arrested if there's any criminality in this, like perjury. I really do. I can't stand women like this because too many women have worked so hard to get real victims heard. And these women do them an injustice. And boy, am I death on them.
I agree that it is about the victims and not in any way discouraging women to come forward. And I'm glad you shared with us. Thank you so much, Izzy. And stay with us, everybody, here on America Tonight.
Instead, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, paper.
Kate Delaney America tonight. Yes, we are going to the mailbag, and you have loaded me down with mail. Thank you so much. And again, thanks to all of you who have sent well wishes for 10 years of America tonight. Pretty amazing how it goes by, isn't it? And I am happy that 10 years we have been here doing America tonight, the little show that can, is what I like to call it. So in the mailbag, I got this one from Joe who says, Kate, I've heard you on a couple of different radio shows. I've heard you as a guest. You do a good job. And I like how you try to be fair and balanced because I think you are credible and I'm not sucking up to you. I've heard you in many different forms. In fact, I saw you on MSNBC and I thought you did a really good job with the questions that Ashley Banfield was asking you. Here's the deal. I've been looking at this Kavanaugh thing from all ends. I'm trying to be fair and balanced, and I think not all of these women are credible, and I don't really understand why there's so many holes in recollections and whatnot. What ultimately will happen here is what the senators will have to decide after they listen, and it really comes down to that, as you know, no matter what the people think, whether they're ready to get him or ready to lift him up or they're attacking the Democrats or they're applauding the Republicans or vice versa. It ultimately matters what happens with this testimony, where it goes. So I think the senators have the onus on them, as it should be, because they as the elected representatives, need to ask the right questions, and they need to get to the bottom of it. That's really the whole story to me. And let's just find out. I did see that Arizona Cardinals president Michael Bidwell is backing Brett Kavanaugh. They went to high school together, and he says that the allegations made by Julie Swetnick were reprehensible, and he vouched for his honor and integrity. And he said the amount of time that he spent with Brett, he didn't recall ever meeting anyone by that name. And he, you know, put a letter together in support of him. And there certainly have been others who have done the same thing, including the former NBA player Chris Dudley, who said he never saw Kavanaugh blackout drunk at all. He said he regularly had drinks with Kavanaugh while they were classmates at Yale. And he said he never, ever saw that. He said, I went out with him all the time. That didn't happen. He said they did get inebriated sometimes, a little, but he said just like every other college kid in America. So they were at Yale together as undergrads during the same time period. All right, let's go to this one from Martha. Kate, I haven't emailed the show before, but I do listen to your show. I think that this whole Kavanaugh thing stinks in a lot of different directions. And I will say this, if these allegations are just false, then shame on any of the women that come forward because they hurt the credibility of other women. It isn't a serious matter. Any kind of groping, sexual abuse should never, ever, ever happen. And anyone who does it is slimy and sick and twisted in my opinion. And that's why I believe that paying attention to what's being said is so critical on Thursday during these hearings. So I guess let's see what comes of it and whether or not there is yet somebody else that's going to have to be vetted for the Supreme Court position. But I don't like a lot of what I'm hearing, frankly, because I don't think that there's a lot of credibility behind it. Credibility is the key, right? Let's watch it play out. Then there's this one on something completely different. This one is from Michael, who says, Kate, I saw a story. It's so sad with people committing suicide, and I just think life, it does throw you curveballs. It is hard. Things happen. Everybody has peaks and valleys, no matter if they have money, if they're beautiful, if they're whatever they are. And we saw that with Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain. And then I just was reading something about Gisele Bündchen, who is the famous model married to Tom Brady. And she talks about having struggles with mental health and having panic attacks and suicidal thoughts and medication. And I do think it's good that she revealed that, though, because the more people who are not filthy rich and don't have the kind of career some of these other people have, see that, they realize that it doesn't matter where you are in life. If that's what you're living through, that's what you're living through. Touche. Yeah, I totally agree. All right, then there's this one from Pops, who says Bill Cosby got what he deserved. As everybody tries to lead the witch hunt against Kavanaugh, here's somebody who deserved to be put in prison. Bill Cosby, they finally got him. And when you listen to what happened with him, I honestly think he did the things that were so horrific to way too many women. And so he's got 3 to 10 years to serve for a 2004 sexual assault, and I think that was deserved. Okay, so you can send me your thoughts, remember, to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. We have just a couple of minutes left, and we've got Grim on the line. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Well, I heard Izzy. I had to let her know I'm still kicking, so I'm doing pretty good.
Good. It was good to hear Izzy, huh?
You know, I sent that. I think I sent you that one joke I made about Bill Cosby, where I had his book as a young kid and wrote on it, where I said he signed it from the ebony chest of the molester.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
But there's overwhelming evidence there with him.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just too much.
It was too much, yeah.
I mean, the statistics, if you even allowed 50% and then said 1% of the 50% are telling the truth. But this with Judge Kavanaugh, I truly believe it's not about money. I kind of wonder if Feinstein didn't have her sitting back on the back burner when he became a federal judge and had her sitting back there going to dispute him prior, but never got around to it.
Yeah.
This Me Too movement is so strong. You know, this is conspiracy thought. Let me tell you, it's just like with Bill Cosby. It was overwhelming. And the Democrats, I'm sorry, Kate, yeah, I have never seen so much evil and sickness in my life than I have since I haven't been able to talk to you for the last year, you know. It's disrespectful to this country.
Yeah. I do think that the Feinstein thing is really curious. I mean, how do you hold on to that? How is that, you know, this just what, you know, it's thrown in the back, and then it should have been, if there was something there, it should have been revealed sooner.
First reports was that she had an FBI agent give her a truth test. She did. This is what I heard from the media.
Right.
She had. Is this one of her buddies because she sits on the national security? You know, is this one of her lackeys that Donald Trump's having problems trying to weed out the Obama regime, even the Bush regime? Kate, you got people that were supportive of each president being in office.
Yeah.
Thank the good Lord I served in the Army underneath President Reagan. You do. You do have supporters.
You do. You do. You're absolutely. They're there for them. That's a perfect place to end this. Grim, thank you so much, and thank you for your service to the country. We haven't said that in a long time to you. Take care, Mr. Grim. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
It's a big, fat con job.
President Trump continues to support Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who now faces sexual misconduct allegations from three women.
This is one of the highest quality people that I've ever met. And everybody that knows him says the same thing. And these are all false to me. These are false accusations in certain cases.
The president said he would withdraw the nomination if he thought Kavanaugh was guilty. Attorney Michael Avenatti represents a woman who said she was raped at a party that Kavanaugh attended. He was on MSNBC.
She wants an FBI investigation to be launched immediately. She is prepared to meet with the FBI, disclose everything that she knows, disclose additional witnesses.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ways to take care of people and what happens now these days when you've got parents who are aging and how are you navigating those choppy waters. And I've really gone through this with a lot of my friends lately, so it's perfect to have on Dr. Ronald Kaplan. He's the author of a book called The Care of the Older Person, an invaluable resource for care providers. You heard that last part, invaluable resource for care providers, because I think people are really, really struggling with this. Dr. Kaplan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
So much for having me, Kate. I appreciate it.
I just was in Los Angeles, and a good friend of mine is taking care of her 95-year-old mother, and I watched what that was like. And you know what? It really is difficult, but there's joy in it if you find the right way to do it, right? And we're getting older as a society.
Well, it's definitely a labor of love, just like this book was a labor of love. We realized that there's 50 million of us, and I say us because I'm included in that older age group, and it's become a situation where all of us practically have to get involved in thinking about and caring about older folks, because they represent so much of a part of the population. We're 50 million strong and growing. It's been likened to a silver tsunami or a gray tsunami, which, although it's said lovingly, has a tinge of discrimination in it. We're not the enemy, and we're not a tsunami. We're not the golden horde. What we are is you, us. We're all the same, and older Americans are just everybody else in a few years. So it's a natural evolution which has been greatly enhanced by good medical care and new medical treatments which allow people to live better longer. We have to temper that a little bit. There's some disturbing statistics lately coming out of the medical societies and also the government, which show that because of the rampant obesity in our society, because of things like the opioid epidemic and the little secret, which is not such a secret anymore, of the increase in suicides and notably among older people, that the actual age to which we're living is actually dropping lately, although it hasn't dropped really to levels seen in previous years. We're going in the wrong direction here a little bit, so we have to temper all this with a little bit of knowledge that there are things that need to be done in the society so that people really do live longer.
Yeah, so to that point, do a lot of people get depressed later in life? And if so, and you see signs of that with somebody that you care for, what do you do?
Well, this is one of the big topics we covered in the book. And depression, of course, in older people is a major problem. Not that everybody who's old is depressed, but it's probably around 15%. What happens inevitably as you get older is that you lose your connections, you lose your friends. One of the big parts of that is retirement. People do not realize, it's like you don't know what you got till it's gone, that your work, you complain about your work, and yeah, you're worried about your work, and you wish you didn't have to work so much, and then when the work is gone, you realize it's a huge part of your life. Most of us love what we do, or at least like what we do. And it also gives you an empowerment in the society. People look at you differently. And more than that, you feel that people look at you differently after you leave the workforce, that you don't have the clout you used to have. You don't, people don't listen to you as much as they used to. So you get this feeling of less worth, personal, emotional worth, because you've lost your work. Now, inevitably, even if you yourself are healthy at an older age, people around you are going to get various illnesses and unfortunately die. And the biggest part of that, obviously, is if you lose your spouse, your lifetime companion, who you've been living your life with, and all of a sudden that huge part of your life is gone, along with your work. And your children are older, and they've cut off, and they're doing their own thing, and they're having, yes, you have grandchildren, but they're in school, and they're doing all their stuff. And what are you doing? You're alone. So it's very, very important that older people learn and actively seek out ways to change that dynamic. And what I used to say glibly, now I say it not so glibly, get younger friends. The people around you who you've known all your life, they're aging with you. And if they're your peers, they're going to start to disappear, unfortunately. And your relatives, your older relatives, the people you've always leaned on, your parents, other relatives in the generation before you, they're gone. Now all of a sudden you're it. Well, if you're it and you're in control of a large family, then you're in a really advantageous position in a lot of ways, because people are looking up to you and coming to you for advice and things like that. But if you're not, then you feel like you're just a spare part.
Yeah.
And being alone is no fun.
No, it's not any fun. That's great advice there. We're speaking with Dr. Ronald Kaplan. He's the author of this terrific new book called The Care of the Older Person, an invaluable resource for care providers. This is important. So, like my friend who's caring for her older mother, what are some tips, Doc, to help people that are in that same situation and they're caring for someone older?
Well, I think there's two main things. The first one, it's really not that complicated. The first one is the golden rule, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I think that if you remember that, that's a really great start. And the other thing that I tell people is, for goodness sake, don't be condescending to an older person. First of all, they pick it up right away, just like we all pick up vibes. We all know who's real and who's phony and who's interacting with us in a loving, caring way and who's not, even though they might have a smile on their face. You could tell by their eyes. So I think it's important that you're not condescending to an older person. First of all, if they're an older person, they probably know a heck of a lot more than maybe you do because they've been around for such a long time. And just because they've lost a step or they're a little frail or they don't move quite as fast as they used to or they don't even think quite as fast as they used to, they have this vast store of knowledge. And chances are they know more than you, and maybe you should treat them with some respect. So I think that's very important. The other thing I've noticed, which was incredible, because we started out and there's like 18 people now working on this book, experts in various fields, and what they started out to do was realize we have this vast population of older people, and they have to be taken care of, so we'd better get some knowledge out there so that people could do that. But as soon as we did this and I started, you know, just talking to people about books, everybody I speak to, just like you brought up this just now when we started this discussion, is that everybody has an older person somewhere that they're taking care of and worried about.
Yeah, absolutely. That's our commonality. There's no question about it. Doc, we're almost out of time, so one last thing. What do you think the biggest problem is in aging with your health? Is it the worry over dementia?
I don't think people who are getting dementia don't usually get worried about it, and most of us aren't worried about those finite things. We know that somewhere in the future things are going to happen to us. We'll get a little slower mentally, physically, and we definitely will at some point die, but people don't focus on that. And so that our biggest thing as a society is to keep our old people healthy, active, and remember that they are us.
Yeah, there you go. I love that. Remember, they are us. That is so true. Dr. Ronald Kaplan, the book is called The Care of the Older Person, an invaluable resource for care providers. You can go to careoftheolderperson.com. Doc, thanks so much for spending some time with us here in America tonight.
Great being with you, and thank you.
The street glistens like the stars in the sky. The frost crimsons every car that drives by with ice than I. No, those old black and white movies were true. A slow taxi through the twinkle.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Tonight, Dr. Joel Nitzkin joins us right now to talk about something that, sadly, someone I know died because of their use of chewing tobacco. So how about smokeless tobacco and the fact that it could be healthier? And I know a lot of people have switched to that. Is it healthier or is it not healthier? There's a lot of questions surrounding it. So Dr. Joel is the perfect guy to have on. He's a physician in New Orleans, and we're thrilled to have him. Hey, Dr. Joel.
Hi. No, that's a good question. A lot of people don't understand it. First of all, with smokeless tobacco or chewing tobacco, a lot of the deaths that are attributed to smokeless or chewing tobacco, especially mouth cancer, really aren't due to the smokeless or chewing tobacco. Chewing tobacco, smokeless tobacco, and e-cigarettes all present less than 5% of the risk posed by cigarettes. They are far less risky.
Yeah, so what is smokeless tobacco?
Well, the term smokeless tobacco includes a number of products, the most prominent of which are chewing tobacco and what they call snus. Snus is a kind of moist snuff. It comes from Sweden, and here in the United States, it's usually sold in little packages with miniature tea bags that you place between the gum and the cheek.
Really? Oh, wow. And it's like talking about that healthier versus regular. So I've said this before, how many smokers even, I didn't address that, but how many smokers try to quit every year and fail, and is this a great alternative for them?
Yes, it's an excellent alternative. Now, no tobacco or no nicotine delivery product can be considered totally risk-free. The best bet is always never to start, or if you start, to quit entirely. But if you're on cigarettes, which is the most hazardous and the most addictive of tobacco-related products, switching to e-cigarettes or snus or even chewing tobacco will, number one, substantially reduce your risk, and number two, they're less addictive, so they'll be easier to quit. So you could use it as a transition to quitting entirely.
Ah, that makes sense. And you've been involved in tobacco control since the late 70s. Boy, so I bet you've seen a lot of different strategies that have failed and have worked. Do you feel like this strategy is a good one?
Well, I think this strategy really makes a lot of sense. Cigarettes are very hard to quit. And the success rate with the pharmaceutical gums and patches and lozenges has really been pretty dismal. You know, about 3% of smokers manage to quit on their own each year. And with one of these pharmaceutical products, depending on which one you use, that will increase the rate to 6 to maybe 9%, which means that even using them under the best of circumstances, 90% of smokers will simply fail and go back to cigarettes. Now, with e-cigarettes, particularly the ones that you can have custom made to your specifications at a vape shop, have a much higher success rate, and it's a whole different process. What you do is you use them as a substitute for cigarettes, and then you can step down at your own pace. A common process with e-cigarettes is to go in and get a high nicotine e-cigarette with a tobacco flavor and use it for a few weeks or a month or two, then go to a lower nicotine level with a non-tobacco flavor, and for many people, over the course of a year or so, they can wean themselves down to a zero nicotine e-cigarette and then quit. And snus is another very effective option. Snus has been available, you know, in Sweden for literally 100 years.
Wow, really? For 100 years? So they've had success.
Yeah, well, they've had success. And because snus use is so common, Sweden has got the lowest lung cancer rate in men anywhere in the developed world.
Wow.
It's less than half the rate of rest of Europe. It's well under the rate in the United States. And the same seems to be true of other tobacco-related diseases.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, these products are not totally risk-free.
Yeah.
But you can cut your risk by 95% or more by switching to one of these products.
Wow.
This idea that chewing tobacco and smokeless tobacco cause a lot of mouth cancer is really a myth. The data that Centers for Disease Control uses to, you know, promote that idea is from a related product that's common in India and elsewhere in the Far East and Africa, that's sometimes called gutkha, sometimes called pan masala with tobacco. And it has a horrendous mouth cancer risk. But the smokeless tobacco products and the chewing tobacco that's been in a widespread availability in the United States since the 1980s really carries a very low risk. FDA recently released a report, this is just within the last couple of weeks, in which they tried to project the death rate from chewing tobacco in the United States, and their projection was 110 cases of mouth cancer.
Wow.
Per year.
Yeah.
And no other cause of death. Now, that 110 cases compares to almost 500,000 deaths from cigarettes.
Mm.
So it's a huge reduction in risk. And by the way, the risk for mouth cancer from cigarettes is 6 times the risk of mouth cancer in somebody who doesn't use any kind of tobacco product. The risk from chewing tobacco attributed to, you know, to mouth cancer is under 1% increase compared to people who don't smoke at all or don't use any tobacco product.
Wow, that's fascinating. And what about the FDA? Are they misleading people about smokeless tobacco or not giving all the facts? Or in your point of view, what do you think is missing here?
Well, there is a history that goes back to decades where the killer product is really cigarettes.
Yeah.
But the custom in the tobacco control community hasn't been to tell people that they shouldn't smoke. It's been a tobacco-free policy where, you know, they say you shouldn't use any tobacco products at all. And in support of that, they've said things and required warning labels that give people the impression that the smokeless tobacco is just as dangerous as cigarettes. You're just trading a lung cancer risk for a mouth cancer risk. And that's simply not true. The cigarettes are as deadly as they claim, and the cigarettes even, you know, kill bystanders from heart disease and from an increase in cancer risk. And the deaths from all these smokeless tobacco products combined are so low and so hard to tell from background that they're not tracked by any federal agency.
Wow. Yeah, interesting to watch. I mean, in this country, as you said it, it has been such a tug of war. And I do think there is a lot of misinformation out there as to what people can do. As you said, there's nothing's completely risk-free, but what people don't know and don't understand. And it's a shame because it would be great for more of that information to be available, don't you think?
Oh, I certainly think so. And, you know, I'm really concerned about it. I mean, I think it's gotten to the point where, you know, this misinformation coming from tobacco control authorities is killing people. I mean, there are a lot of people who love to quit, who tried to quit cigarettes and been unable to. And if they could just switch to snus or chewing tobacco or e-cigarettes, and switch with the idea that this would be a way of transitioning, a way where they can satisfy their urge for nicotine while transitioning to total abstinence, that could save a lot of lives.
Yeah, I agree with you. Dr. Joel Nitzkin, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight, and thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
I left a note on his dresser, and my old wedding ring with these few goodbye words.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.